Buying Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Every day we do these, every day they go and live on TikTok, and every day it feels like we're talking about an issue, Christelle.
Yes, and we do try and talk about issues that are relatable to people that affect us. So the issue we're looking at today is water, specifically in Joburg. And remember we spoke a while ago about Tshwane switching to prepaid meters for power for everybody? So this is starting with water in Johannesburg, where Johannesburg Water have now said that they're going to switch from what they call open mode to prepaid smart meters for water.
Okay.
Yes. So this will be trialed from the end of the month and starting in Cosmo City, Orlando East and West, Deep Kloof and Orange Farm. But the plan is then, after that initial rollout, to roll this out in other regions as well. Your face, Rob.
No, I'm just... I'm trying to work it out, right? So the driving force behind all of these things, behind the prepaid electricity meters and the smart stuff, I mean, we're told about load shedding and so on and so forth. That's obviously power. But at the end of the day, like, this is all just to make sure the municipalities get paid, right?
Do you know what? I also want to be skeptical like you, but I can see the other side of this argument
as well. I'm not trying to be a skeptic.
Like, the water, prepaid water, not only makes sure that you betaal voor af vir jou water, but also for you as a consumer, you don't get a reading that says, oh, your water was 42 whatever kiloliter per month of per dag wat jy gebruik het, when actually that reading is incorrect. So I think in terms of prepaid, it does allow the consumer some sense of being able to take control of the spend.
100%.
Of hulle dit nou gaan regkry of nie, daai is ja.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're just putting systems into place to make sure people pay up front.
Correct.
Look, and both of you are right. How beautiful is that?
You know?
Like, yes, never happens.
Because yes, I think a big challenge is the non-payment of services. I don't think it's accidental that the areas where they're starting have been chosen. But I do have a short explanation here from Nombusa Shabalala from Joburg Water, in line with what Roz was saying in terms of why would consumers want prepaid water.
The benefit of the prepaid smart meters is that customers will be able to pay for their consumption, but those without meters will be billed for availability charges or deemed consumption, which in most cases is actually above their consumption and more expensive.
So you were both right.
I'm confused now.
I must say, this was the first time also that I heard the term availability charges.
Yes.
But it's confirming that it's essentially an estimate. And if that estimate is not correct, then someone would need to come out and do an audit and check it. Whereas with prepaid, the benefit of what Rob was saying, you know you get your money, but also you can control it better.
That's true. I'm giggling inside at the fact that actually the statement says, we never got the bills right in the past.
Exactly.
That they were never right. So like, you know, put the meter in and then they'll be more right.
So don't you want a prepaid water meter now?
It's fine. I'm just like, it currently works.
I want one.
You want one?
Yes, I want one.
Roseanne McKenzie in the prepaid meter world.
I'm a control freak. So I would like one.
Fair.
Well, look, so and remember the times where we have water shortages or challenges and water restrictions are imposed, and we've spoken about this before as well. It's not so much the supply that's limited, but that they implement punitive charges.
Yeah.
So you can now control that better.
I mean, I can see the case for if you go and put $500 in your water meter and tomorrow it's gone, you'd be like, it's lack ever. Time to get the leak finding guys out.
Correct.
Because there's a problem. Okay, so this is rolling out now, and then what? The intention is to roll out the whole of Johannesburg and from there the world.
I don't know about the
from
world.
From there, the world.
But starting from Monday, in Cosmo City, Orlando East and West, Deep Kloof and Orange Farm, they are asking that people allow them onto their properties to install this. And based on how that goes, then other regions.
Okay. We will keep an eye on that for you. Prepaid everything.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.